This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jay.
Question. I know. Never mind.
Question.
Okay.
For the record, I did answer the question.
Forget it because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Ass.
Stop saying ass so much.
Ass.
You're using it as a crutch.
Ass.
And it's not as funny as you think it is.
Ass.
Just go back to being the needy weirdo that you used to be, all right? You couldn't possibly know.
The proof is in the smile.
Dipshit.
What?
Welcome to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jay.
Forget it because you're dumb?
Forget it because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Ass.
Wow.
Is that from the same episode or did we call that back in a later date?
Don't know.
Wow. Either way, awesome.
That was written by Maddie, who has sampled My Chemical Romance, of course, and made a hardcore underground boom bap hip hop beat to it. For more beats and mixtapes, go to soundcloud.com/sodamnfresh.
I actually did find that very, very mellow, very trill. I really, like, it was soothing, but it also bumped. It didn't slap, but you didn't want it to. What's going on with you, man?
What was that?
I was sort of like, I'm doing like a music review, blog, zine, podcast type thing where I just like talking about different trance mixtapes and stuff like that.
And then, all right.
Folk, Guitar so Hero, what, whatever, one, what have you.
Well, one is folk and one is Guitar Hero. One is a type of music and one's a video game.
Right.
And
right.
You said blog and zine, which is like one is a magazine, one is an online blog.
Yeah, so it's sort of like...
Don't tell me what it's sort of like. Say what it is.
It's like it's a collective and it's a podcast and it's a vlog. It's a web show. And
what?
Trying to pitch it, maybe partner with some brand, like a big
focus
brand.
Your effort, focus your energy.
Like
you're all over the
Walmart,
place.
I'm saying.
you're saying so many things at once. You're just throwing buzzwords against a wall. Hoping
so it's
that
a collective
sticks.
Where we have some people who are rapping. It's like a rap battle, MC live event.
No. Okay.
Okay. And then I'm also reviewing different, like, friggin', like, tambourines.
Yeah. Awesome. Fine. Kmart, Walmart.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. What do you want? Like, I gave you more than what you deserve. You just said a bunch of garbage, and then you said Kmart, Walmart.
I said they might be interested in partnering with us.
In what capacity would Kmart?
They could publish the zine. They could carry the zine in their stores. Walmart could obviously be like showing our web show on their TVs in the back.
And then how do you make money now?
I did a Kickstarter that was very, very ill-received. Underfunded.
Yes. Yeah, I'm on the page.
I was actually
$7.
Sued. Yeah. I got a cease and desist.
But you have a very nice apartment. So like, where is that cash coming from?
My daddy.
Yeah, I see.
My daddy.
See, your dad gives you cash.
My daddy gives me
and
cash.
And then you have grandiose ideas like a blog zine.
Yeah,
Kmart
I
want to
be
funded.
A blogger, a rapper. A folk star.
And if you fail, that's fine, because you still have the money.
Daddy's money.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drive a shitty car.
No.
I have daddy's money.
Right. So that sort of tricks your brain into thinking that your ideas are good. Because
no matter what, it looks like I've succeeded, because I have a lot of Instagram followers, and I have a nice car, and I spread cash around like it's nothing.
But do you think that you deserve that cash? Do you think that you've earned it?
In the end, I think I deserve the cash. I deserve the cash.
Because it's your father who worked hard.
Because my dad worked hard for the money.
And
he worked hard for the money.
Yeah, I like that song,
yeah,
but you
song.
Haven't done anything like
that. Well,
that
song is part of my zine.
No, it's not. A zine is written. A song is a right. song.
Well, sorry, I meant to say e-zine. It's part of my e-zine.
Got it. Well, this is a podcast. You're still doing that.
Right, I
so,
guess.
So
my zine takes off.
No, it won't take off. You're going to be here forever. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
You... are wearing new shoes? True or false?
They are new-ish. I got them maybe a month ago.
Okay. And
3 or 4 weeks ago.
Thoughts on them?
I actually am very pleased with them. I find them to be quite comfortable.
Do you want to say what they are?
Yes.
What are we looking at here?
I believe these are the Nike Shield Air Pegasus in puke green with the orange bottom.
Okay. So it's got orange bottoms. And then what did they say? What's the official color of the...
I guess it would probably be like fatigue green or olive green, but I like to call it puke green. The top is sort of like a puke slate.
Bile blue. And then I ate a popsicle and spit blood pink.
Well, all of my foot ailments have sort of made me like... really need to experiment with sneakers.
Yeah, what's the latest with the foot ailments? I haven't heard an update recently.
My heel is healed. My toe box on the left foot ain't ever gonna get better.
It ain't gonna ever heal.
But I've
you have turf toe for 3 years?
Yeah.
In February, it'll be 3 years or 2 years.
Sean Jost, our host, brought me up the side of a mountain and I think left me to die. That's...
You slipped and you're like, ah, and now 3 years later, you're still in pain.
It will never heal. And
2 years
not,
later or 3 years later?
3 years.
It was February.
Yeah, February 2015, I think. Maybe it was 2016. No, I think it was 2015.
So 2016 will be 3 years in February, which is now.
Yeah.
So it's 3 years.
We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Well, I think, so I have like a bunion on my foot, which I've always had.
Uh-huh.
But I think my turf toe... coupled with the bunion made it so I never really healed that well.
Ever.
No. Nor will I. But I've got insoles and I try out different sneakers and these are some really good ones. I thought that the Nike Reacts would be the best sneakers ever for my turf toe.
Yeah.
But it turns out these are a little bit better.
So Pegasus above Reacts above Adidas.
Yeah. Adidas I actually find to not help my foot ailments at all. There's too much flexibility in the sneaker.
I see.
These are a bit more rigid. Like
you need a sturdier toe box.
Yeah, like you're wearing the Ultra Boost. I could bend those in half so easily.
Right.
You know, you could touch the toe to the back of the heel. These ones are much, much sturdier.
Got it. And if you don't have foot ailments, what's the pros of a sturdy shoe versus a lighter shoe?
This one is good for city walking. It's got sort of like a harder surface on the harder. Is it a surface on the bottom? Yeah, you can still call it a surface, right? If it's on the underneath of a shoe.
That's a good question. Yeah,
surface
like the
seems
surface,
like it's the top.
But right, but it can surface. Also be. It's basically the outer
outside.
Layer.
Right.
Like the surface of a ball includes the bottom of the ball.
That's true. Okay, cool. So we got there.
Okay. So since, you know, we're so smart, we figured let's answer some questions. People are like...
I'm still talking about my shoes.
I see. I thought you were done.
Not even close.
What else? What did I cut you off? What didn't you get?
I'm gonna talk about my other shoes in my closet back home.
That's fine. You don't have to. How many pairs do you have?
Six.
I want to talk about six pairs of shoes.
I don't have to talk about all of them. I'll just talk about the newer ones.
How many are the newer ones?
Well, I got five.
Five. Yeah, I was gonna say probably all.
I should talk about the six because it's my favorite pair.
Which are what?
The old trusty
Converse Vans.
Vans.
Yeah. Nice. All right, I found some goodies today. Let's try to see how many we can answer.
Okay.
Before we get kicked out.
Who's coming?
Landlord.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we haven't paid rent.
Not for a while, no.
We're hemorrhaging cash here.
Yeah. Is it hemorrhaging if it's like hemorrhaging is like a bleed in the brain. We're right. Just like bleeding out. We're decapitated. We're bleeding out entirely.
It's a spray.
Yeah, we're spraying cash. Mm-hmm. We're spraying cash, but not in a fun way.
Right. It's cash we need that we wish we had.
We need a lady's name because she's asking us, why are guys trash?
I am currently reading Fire and Blood 300 Years Before Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin. So I'll be using female names from that book. We will call her Queen Alysanne.
Allison?
Alysanne.
All right, Allison writes.
No, A-L-Y-S-A-N-N-E. Would you say Allison?
Yeah.
A... No, you wouldn't. Alysanne.
Right. Hi, Jew boys. I'm wondering if you could help me. I was on Tinder and I saw my elementary school and high school crush and boom, we matched. Great, right? Or so I thought too. I messaged him first because I gotta shoot my shot. We ended up having a great conversation. He remembered me from school and he asked for my snap. And we snap a few times over a few weeks. I noticed I was the only one starting the conversation, so I stopped to see if he would reach out and nothing. We haven't talked since, and this was a few months ago. Typical ghosting, right? But he follows my Instagram and likes all my pictures there, and is the first to view my stories on any platform. So what the fuck is this guy's deal? Sorry for the novel, I just need some help deciphering this guy's language. Thanks. Love, Alysanne.
Queen Alysanne.
Queen Alysanne. She said sorry for my novel too, so it's all sort of tied together.
Interesting.
This is just typical guy shit.
You think this
or
is typical?
It? Do you think she is adequately reacting? Do you think this guy is being overly annoying, normally annoying?
I think this is normal.
Would you say this
annoying.
Is ghosting?
I don't think it's ghosting because they didn't ever like date or there was not really any... I don't know what happened on the snap. Yeah. I don't know what happened on the snap.
Yeah.
But for you to ghost somebody, I feel like there has to be more of an expectation that you'll respond to messages.
Or at least a meetup. I don't even think they met up.
Right.
So a ghost has to appear before he disappears.
Yeah.
If the ghost never appears, it's not a ghost.
Right.
You it's guys, just a lost demon soul.
You guys were only Snapchatting. You stopped snapping him.
Uh-huh.
And then you guys stop snapping, but he still views your story. It sounds like maybe you ghosted him.
Yeah. I bet he's thinking, I don't want to like put in any effort. So I'll just like watch her videos or whatever. It's fine. And then like if she doesn't snap him first, he's like, all right, fine. I guess she's not interested in me.
Yeah. I would say that's what it is. It's all just like, it's laziness and being passive. I look at so many people's Instagram stories and Instagram posts.
Yeah, him not snapping you doesn't mean that he hates you, and him opening your story doesn't mean that he has a crush on you. He's probably somewhere in between those two poles, and he's like either lazy or afraid of rejection, like he doesn't want to just straight up ask you out.
Yeah, that could be it too. You never really know. But like I feel like nobody really understands just how much is happening on any one person's like personal phone. You know, like when somebody's not texting you back, think about how much shit you're doing on your phone in any given day.
Yeah.
Like the hubris, the gall to think that like this person's whole life should be responding to my texts or reaching out to me or something.
Right.
Like everybody's just got so much shit going on.
But what if you don't respond for like a day or two? Is that also fine? Or is it like you owe me at least a response?
Well, I guess, it really depends on the situation. I feel like this particular situation for Her Grace, Queen Alisande, she stopped talking to this guy. And it was all being done over like very flippant, like
passive ways.
It wasn't text. It was snaps. It's like disappearing messages and liking and viewing stories. It's
Snap so is like ghosting as an app.
Yeah.
You send something and it disappears.
It is the ghost app.
It's invisible ink.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the sort of flip side of it, this question that we got from a guy.
Okay.
Do you have a guy's name from this? What is it, like bedtime story you're reading yourself?
It's not a bedtime story.
It's like a little fairy tale?
No, it's a freaking tome, okay? It's a Bible to me.
It's a coloring book.
It's not a coloring book. There are illustrations in it, and they are black and white.
And
but you're not required to color.
You're not required to color.
I did. I colored mine.
I saw there was a crayon. You had your tongue out sort of smeared against the left side of your mouth.
I was painting Balerion the Dread, okay?
you were connecting the dots on the front page, too. I guess there's a map that you have to draw by connecting the dots.
There's a map of Westeros.
And there's a little maze that you
fill out. You don't have to connect the dots, but it shows you where, like, all of the keeps and the castles are, and you can draw the King's Road.
Yeah.
You can draw like the River Road and stuff. You can
the kids menu that you came in with, right?
It's not a freaking kids. You can order a burger off the back of it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it has a picture of a burger, and you can order it if you call a number.
Yeah. But additionally, it's a book.
King Anus,
huh?
King Anus. I swear to God, this guy's name in the book is Anus. It's A-E-N-Y-S. Anus. It's King Anus.
Still, like, why even put it that close to anus?
Right. It's absolutely King Anus. And I'd like an audience with George.
This is George. This is George's first sort of step towards dipping his toes in the water of, can I write porn for everyone? Like, he can't go from Game of Thrones to porn, but he can be like, Game of Thrones, King Anus, back to Game of Thrones, King Anus and his buddy Dickweed, back to Game of Thrones. And then
this is a book. It's all porn. It's all porn for him.
Got it. King Anus writes, longtime listener, first time problem haver. Boy, am I in a doozy of a situation, the basis of which is this. There's this girl that I've been hanging out with a good amount recently. We have a lot of similar interests and do a lot of fun stuff together. Movies, concerts, exploring abandoned places. It's great. I have over the past month been developing feelings for her. Every time I talk to her about it, she responds with the same thing. In November, she had a relationship end poorly, and she isn't emotionally ready to date again. I think that's fine, but she has been staying at my place every night for the past 2 weeks with no plans of leaving soon. Plus, we've been sleeping together. We also made plans next month to go on a 4-day trip together. I get that she might not be emotionally ready right now, but it feels like shit to be drug along for weeks and weeks, basically dating in everything but name. What would you guys do? Love, King Anus.
Dear sweet King Anus. I think I've been in this situation.
Like somebody afraid to just label whatever you're going through.
Yeah, and whenever it's happened, I've just been like, I can't do this then.
I just don't understand why it's bad that, it's a little weird that she's like, I don't want to be dating you, but then they are dating, so what's the problem there?
I think it just eats away at you if somebody's like specifically saying, I don't want to date you. I don't want you to be my boyfriend. Like, you don't have the relationship security. It's like if you got a job and you get a paycheck and health benefits, but instead your boss is just like, yeah, I'm probably going to give you money every week. It's going to be fine. We'll figure it out.
Right.
Well, I would like the guarantee. I want direct deposit, please.
But to me, it seems like you have a job, but you're getting paid. You're getting health insurance and everything's going well, but every day your boss goes, you don't have a job here. And then it's like, all right, fine, you can keep saying that, but I have a job. I have all the good parts of a job, plus the security. You just don't want to call it a job for whatever reason.
Yeah, but I don't know if he has the security. I also think there's something weird to me about the king and queen situation here, which is like everybody's trying to figure out what everyone's like deals are. Like, what does he mean by this? What does she mean by this? He's not responding to my snaps, or she's saying she doesn't want a boyfriend, but we're still like going on trips. And like, I think all the bummer of that is just like that person's just not super into you.
Right.
If that's what's like, basically everybody is dragging their feet, playing a weird game until they actually like someone. And then everyone's just like all in. Games are over. You just become a couple.
I think she's just lying to herself more than to him. Like, oh, I just got an out of a relationship. I can't be in a relationship. I'll just hang out with you. I'll sleep over. We'll go on trips. But I can't. Let's not call it a relationship.
That's a nice way to look at it. But I think that she is not feeling as passionate about this dude as he is about her.
Yeah. But I think if he just ignores that, keeps going on, in like 6 months, a year, 18 months, she'll be like, this will all be like a silly story. Like, remember when you didn't want to call us in a relationship and now we're have three kids?
How many years down the line is this?
18 months.
Jesus.
They adopted thrice over on their ninth, not even date, because she didn't want to call it that.
How was that? How did anybody let that fly?
I guess King Anus was butt hurt or something and was like, we should get a dog.
King Anus was butt hurt. He said, let's get a dog, and they ended up with three children.
I guess. I don't want to say yes, but yeah.
Okay. I think both of these people should take your advice and not mine. I'm clearly in some sort of like dark mood. Maybe it's because I was on a flight earlier.
Whoa, what happened?
I didn't have any extra leg room, and now my leg's a little cramped.
Are you okay?
Obviously, I'm not. My leg's a little cramped, I said.
Did you have a middle seat, aisle, window?
I had an aisle.
Could you maybe, like, move your leg into the aisle for that extra leg room?
I could have, but I didn't want to.
Because
I wanted the extra leg room in my seat. And I took it as a slight that I didn't get upgraded. So I hurt myself on purpose so I can write to Delta and tell them.
And now that's coloring your answer.
Ooh, coloring. I'm going to go grab my Game of Thrones book.
And a turkey burger with a small fries.
I'm going to color anus red.
Can I get a glass of milk with a sippy top? That's what comes with a book, right? All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll try to answer some more questions after this.
Sweet.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness
of a fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
You know, we were just talking about this, and I said long underwear.
Yeah.
You said, that's good. And I said, no, everybody knows to wear long underwear. And then you said, you never wore long underwear when you lived in New York.
That's right.
So now that is my advice. I'm surprised. You were so conscious of the weather.
Yeah. The long underwear helped when I was outside, but then when I was inside, I didn't like the feeling of it. So it was always like a give and take. I'm like, all right, my legs will be a little colder when I'm getting to where I need to go. But then when I was there, I preferred short underwear.
What did it feel like? Did you, or was it just because it was hot?
It was too hot and it was like itchy all the way down my legs.
Uniqlo makes really nice
long underwear.
Long underwear that does not itch and actually feels really great.
Would you say the majority of men and women you know wear long underwear in New York during the winter?
Yes. Well, I don't know anything about the women, I guess, but I know Carnell, my brother, Jeff, and Dave. Well, Dave
wears basketball
Jeff
shorts
does.
Underneath.
Jeff wears many layers. He'll wear like sweatpants and jeans. He layers up.
Sweatpants under jeans.
Yeah, he used to.
Or jeans under sweatpants.
No, he used to do mesh shorts, sweatpants, jeans.
Jorts, skirt, kilt.
Dave, I don't know. He doesn't always wear underwear, so I'm not really sure what he does.
What's the vest equivalent for legs? That's what Dave does.
Oh, a girdle? No, yeah. A chaps.
He'll wear ass full chaps over the thighs, under the kilt, over Dave, the jeans, God under damn. The sweats.
Dave would so wear chaps. He would absolutely wear chaps.
So long underwear is your advice if you happen to not be wearing long underwear.
Yeah, and I think I don't want to like shout out a specific brand, but fuck
unless they're
it.
Willing
Uniqlo.
To pay, yeah,
yeah. You know, Uniqlo makes real. Oh, and I actually got some Mack Weldon ones too.
Interesting. Are they
oh, wait,
tight?
We're a MeUndies fam.
That's right. Are they tight from your ankle to your waist, or is it a little flowy like pajamas?
They're slightly flowy. They're not skin tight.
They're not as tight as boxer briefs.
Right, right. No, I mean they're like tight. They're tight around the ankles. They're probably like a pair. Yeah. They're like a slightly loose pair of leggings.
What's your threshold? When are you wearing the short undies versus long undies?
I wear them every single day.
Regardless of the temp?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
8
always,
degrees or 40?
Yeah, if it's, I mean, if it's if it's below 50.
50?
No.
That's a spring day.
It was like 48, 47 degrees. Like on Sunday, I was like, oh, I could wear regular underwear. And I was like, but why would I even risk being a tiny bit cold going outside? gonna wear long underwear. 68 degrees out, 75.
You maybe might as well.
Long underwear is the new normal.
If you're wearing a light jacket, you should wear long underwear.
Okay, now we're talking advice, baby. How about if you're ever wearing pants, you wear long underwear. Your underwear should be as long as the pants you wear.
That's not crazy. Pants are very, like, wind will rip right through pants. They're permeable.
Yeah, it's weird. You layer up so much from the waist up. Shirt, yeah. Sweatshirt, jacket.
So thick, like hoodie,
that's
hat.
Just to keep your vital organs warm.
Right.
And then from the waist down, it's like, I hope this thin layer of denim's enough.
Nope, your legs are instantly frozen.
What's the coldest it's been in New York since you've been back?
I missed today, but it was like 12 degrees today.
That's...
I think there was one day it got down to like 17.
We're recording this during the polar vortex, we should say.
Which I flew out the morning of the polar vortex.
But it's mostly in the Midwest where it's like negative 30 in Minnesota and Chicago.
It's fucking insane.
I am curious. I remember the coldest I'd ever seen or experienced was during a show in Minnesota and it was like -5. And that was so cold I couldn't even like wait outside for an Uber.
Yeah. Was it like fucking November too?
Yeah, like or December. It wasn't even the thick of winter.
Yeah.
And now it's, what's 30 degrees colder than that?
I mean, I was outside even just this morning. I think it was probably like 10 degrees or something like that. And I was like waiting for my car and I was breaking down some cardboard boxes. And I like didn't have a very heavy jacket because I was coming to LA and I like didn't want to bring one. And I didn't have gloves or anything. So I'm like outside breaking boxes. I'm like, this will take 5 minutes. But I like, it felt like, you know, that book? What's that book by Jesus Christ?
By George R. R. Martin.
No. Yeah.
The King Anus one?
No, like the one with the guy that freezes to death outside.
Oh, The Shining?
No, not The Shining.
The Giving Tree?
No, not The Giving Tree. This is going to fucking
Freakonomics?
Oh, it's like Jack London or something.
Call of the Wild?
Maybe Call of the Wild? Yeah, it's like the same guy that did Call of the Wild. I think that's like a short story.
Okay.
I almost said Jack Frost.
What was the one about Frosty the Snowman?
But it's like about this hunter who's like out in the woods. He's like, he knows it's so cold and he like doesn't have a lot of time to basically, like he falls into a river maybe. He doesn't have a lot of time to survive.
Right.
And he's got like 3 matches and he like tries to light some brush with the match and it doesn't catch. He tries the second one, it doesn't catch. And he's like trying really hard, but like now his fingers are shaking and like hypothermia is setting in. He like can't light the 3rd match and he dies out there.
That's what happened to you this morning.
With the boxes. It felt like I was like cutting the tape with my keys and I like got through the first part of the box and I was like getting through the second, but then it was like the cold started to hit me and I like was losing my strength. I couldn't saw through the box.
Wait, does that mean you're wearing long underwear right now?
No, this morning I knew I was coming to LA, so I just like didn't bundle it up at all. My thought was that I was going right from my doorstep into the Uber.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
But that's how I always felt in New York. I'm like, I'm always going to be indoors. I'm going to be in a car, in a subway, in an office.
Yeah, but I mean, you used to have such a long walk from when you were on First and First and the office was in Union Square. You would do that entire walk?
No, I would take the subway. The longest walk was from the ISC building on 18th and the West Side Highway to the L train, which is like a 10-minute walk in and of itself.
Right.
But through a wind tunnel.
Yeah, but then you get to go through Chelsea Market, which made it slightly better.
Yeah, you get a one avenue respite.
Yeah, man. So you would just like, all right, fuck it, I'll deal with the cold.
Yeah, I don't think I ever wore long underwear.
I wore long underwear, but the IAC building used to get so hot that I kept underwear at my desk, and I would sometimes change.
Switch underwear.
Yeah.
So what we need, this is like a Twinnovation episode, is like shades, how you can rise and lower them, version of underwear.
Yeah, sort of like the zip-off cargo pants that turn into cargo shorts.
Yeah,
but
so
for
it's
underwear.
It's long underwear that you can sort of like once you get to your destination, you reach up through the bottom of your pant and just pull them off like you're doing a magic trick on a dining room table.
Yeah, that seems like it should be a work.
We'll think about it. Anyway, wear long underwear, I guess, if it's cold out.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Questions to answer. Oh, we should say that we're having a show in New York that sold out on March 7th. Followed by a show that is not yet sold out on March 9th.
Mm-hmm.
How about da?
How about da?
So tickets are still available at jakeandamir.com.
I don't think there's a lot either, but DC, I love DC. I like going there.
That'll be a fun one. It'll be our first shows in a while.
Yeah. When's the last show that we had?
God, it must have been 8 years ago in England.
8 years. We did the show this summer in England.
Oh, that makes sense. All right, here's one. This is one from another dude. Who else you got in that King Anus book of yours?
I don't want to say King Magor because he was King Magor the Cruel. So let's say...
John Dickhole. D-Y-Q-H-O-O-L-E.
Oh, man, that's good. No, we'll go with King Anus's son, Jaehaerys.
Who?
King Anus's son, Jaehaerys.
Jaehaerys Anus?
No, Jaehaerys Targaryen, dude.
Why don't they have the same last name?
Well, his name was Anus Targaryen.
Got it. Anus's son,
Jaehaerys.
Jaehaerys writes.
Good man.
I'm a 17-year-old guy who got out of my first serious relationship 4 months ago, so my friends thought it would be a good idea to set me up with a prom date within the friend group, and I got matched up with her, which I did not complain about. Not too long after this plan was made, it was broken up due to conflicts within the group between people. But I still want to take her to prom, and since she is a sophomore, I have reason to because she can't go unless a junior takes her. Shouldn't be a problem, right? Wrong. She pees. So what? You might be saying everyone pees. Well, yes, but she pees randomly whenever she laughs really hard. This means at least twice a month when we are hanging out with friends, she pisses herself, sometimes in public. She peed at my house both times she's been there with me. Now, I know that this seems like a very manageable problem and it's not a big deal because a couple of the girls that are now mad at her made a pact that if she goes, they will make 100% sure she pisses herself at prom.
Jesus.
So she will soil her dress, be really upset, and want me to take her home, most likely thus concluding my prom night and my chances of getting head.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
I'm all over the place on this question.
My question to you is this. Should I risk taking this sweet girl that I'm interested to in prom, even though she might piss herself and make my friends hate me? Any and all advice is appreciated. Thanks, love. Jaehaerys?
Jaehaerys. And Jaehaerys would never behave this way. Jaehaerys the conciliator. Okay.
She pees?
That's fine.
When laughed?
I'm more concerned with, like, the environment that you're bringing her into, like, where, like, a bunch of girls have made a pact to embarrass her publicly.
And, quote, make her pee. Make 100% sure she pisses herself.
I would absolutely get, like, knock that plan down before you try to bring her to prom.
How do you make sure that other people don't, like...
If they're your friends, just go and be like, hey, I really like this girl. Please don't try to make her piss herself at prom.
Yeah.
That's a really sadistic thing to do. Thank you.
Right. And you don't want them to win to be like, all right, fine, I won't take her and subject her to this thing. But then it's like, okay, then the bad guys won.
Right. You don't want that either.
You
want
to take her and then be 100% on her side, on her team.
Yeah. But I think that you do want to take her. Don't let them win. But I would like nip this in the bud as early as possible.
That's cool. Nip it in the butt. Like King Anus style.
Yeah. That's what's up.
King Anus. King Anus would not have appreciated a queen that acted in the way that his friends are acting.
That's why he married his sister.
Huh?
King Anus married his sister.
Why? That's fine to George
R.R.
Because
he's the blood of the dragon. All of the Targaryens wed brother to sister.
Does that mean their kids have...
Their kids get married. King Aenys had a bunch of kids, including Jaehaerys and Alysanne, who are brother and sister, and they wed and married each other.
Does that not... Does incest not breed birth defects in this Game of Thrones
universe?
Not when
you're the blood of old Valyria. It does not. It probably does for a normal mortal man, but the Targaryens are sort of like held in higher regard. They want to keep their bloodline pure.
So in the pilot of Game of Thrones, when it's revealed that the brother and sister are fucking.
Mm-hmm. They're not Targaryens.
They're not Targaryens. So that's
also,
another brother and sister.
Also, this is 300 years before. So, it's like, it, this, at, it, during Game of Thrones, incest is bad. And 300 years earlier, incest is still bad, but it's okay if the Targaryens do it.
Got it. So everyone's like, it's fine if you guys are fucking.
Yeah.
And then it's like, those are the Lannisters that were fucking.
Right, and that's bad.
That's bad, because right. Why?
Because they're not of from the dragons. Old blood of Valyria. They're the Andals, yeah.
Got so, it.
Yeah, Andals can't be fucking each other.
Okay, moving back to the real world.
Anyway, can I do a hot dog and tater tots?
This is off the kids' menu, right?
Right.
Chicken stars and waffle fries.
Chicken star. What a bad shape for a piece of chicken to be.
I really need it to be in the shape of a star.
Yeah,
this person,
we put it into a slurry, shaped it into a star, and deep fried that.
Dinosaur potatoes. So this person should still take her to the prom, even though these evil stepsisters promised to make her pee herself, which I don't even know how they would do.
I don't think he should take her if they're going to do that. I think he's got to go and be like, I've already bought the corsage. I want to go to prom with this girl, but I'm not going to do it if you guys are going to ruin her life.
So knock it off.
Don't do it. Quit it. Cool it.
Okay. We got one more question, which is linked up to a follow-up pup.
Ooh.
Remember a couple weeks/months ago, there was this lady who was dating a guy who was going on a 5-week backpacking trip through Asia. And he was like, let's have an open relationship while I'm in Asia. And then she's like, I don't want to be in an open relationship when he's in Asia.
Yeah.
And we said he's probably going to be hooking up in Asia, regardless of if you're in an open relationship.
That's right.
So she emailed us and said, hey, it's me again. I was the one with a boyfriend who wanted to have an open relationship while he was in Asia. Wanted to update you. A follow-up pup, if you will.
Ooh.
Well, he's back. We both remained faithful while he was away and both kind of realized that's what's important here. Things are great and I am thankful. However,
yes, baby.
I have some additional questions. Is it weird that he still has pictures of ex-girlfriends on his Instagram that he refuses to delete? I keep saying it's weird and that I don't like the message they portray, but he says I'm overreacting, so I've tried to drop it. What are your thoughts? Also, is it weird that him and his mother are still very close with one of his exes? He was with her for 9 years, but they have been apart for 4. I get that they have a strong history, but is this strange? Additionally, I recently found 5 SD cards full of her nudes and their sex tape from when they were younger. Is it weird to keep that shit? Because I am pissed as fuck about it. And again, he refuses to get rid of any of these, even though I have asked him to. And he said, and said that I am upset by it. What items that I discussed above am I allowed to feel weird about or bothered/upset by? Any insights are helpful. I love you and thank you. Love. Well, I don't know, forget what he called her.
I think this relationship is poison. I think you guys should break up. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say, man.
What do you do with past ex-girlfriends on Instagram?
Those can stay up. I think that...
Do you still have exes on Instagram?
Yeah.
Those just stay up forever?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not going to go like scroll all the way to the bottom of my feed and delete. I don't know. I feel like Instagram is sort of like... It's like a journal of your life, all the places that you've been and things that you did. And I don't think that like exes... I don't know. It's not like embarrassing. It's just part of your past, whatever. And then also if you date somebody for 9 years, that's your parents. People forge bonds. And I think it's weird if they're like super close, but I think they could stay in touch. That's normal. The SD card and the porn and the sex tape thing, I think that stuff is like, I can understand hanging on to it if you're not thinking about it. But once your girlfriend finds it and asks you to get rid of it, you definitely have to get rid of it.
After backing it up to the cloud.
Have the fucking, yeah, have the decency to lie about it.
Yeah, put it on a Dropbox. So you take the SD cards, you put it in the Dropbox, then you're like, you know what? These SD cards are meaningless to me now.
They're in the cloud.
What's that? Oh, saying that I'm too proud. Too proud about you.
Do you have exes on your Instagram, right?
I must.
You've never deleted. You've never like gone back. I think that's something people do if they like are hurt by an ex.
Right. Like get the fuck out of my mind. Get out of my life.
Right.
Get out of my Instagram account.
You've never like gone back and deleted a photo.
No, I don't think so.
What do you think the mindset is when you're doing that?
Like of the person deleting or of the person asking
to
delete?
Yeah, like of you. If you, like, what would make you go back and delete a photo of an ex or something?
Like, oh, fuck this person.
Right.
They broke up with me. I'm not going to display this picture of me smiling with them.
Yeah.
So if you're mad about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
But then if you leave it on and then the new girlfriend says that she's uncomfortable, that gets into a stickier situation because then you're like, all right, I'll delete it for you.
Right.
Does that make you happy that I'm doing it for you?
Yeah, that's weird.
And then the porn on the SD card is completely separate.
Yeah. I would be mad if he wouldn't delete it.
He refuses to get rid of them. It's all sorts of messed up. And then when she says, which one of the above am I allowed to feel weird about? The thing is, you're allowed to feel weird about anything.
Right.
It's just whether or not the person that you're with agrees or disagrees with your anger.
Yeah.
If he's bothered by your being bothered, the problem is when you guys both are upset by the other person's actions. Like he's upset that you're upset, and you're upset at that upset, and that's what creates these
right.
longer.
Then it's like, are we even talking about the Instagram anymore? I wouldn't be. I'd be talking just about the sex tape that he won't delete.
I will say that not deleting an Instagram is a lot more reasonable than not deleting a porn he shot with an ex.
Yeah.
Why do you want to keep the porn around?
Because that's hot.
That's true. Why doesn't he put the porn on the Instagram, delete the
Jesus.
SD card?
You'd get flagged immediately.
Not if nobody's looking at it.
That's true. Yeah. How long do you think just a layperson could get away with just posting straight smut?
It matters how many followers that person has. Like if it's just two,
like
and they don't flag
it. I should be able to just like find porn on Instagram, right?
Yeah. Like does it have to get reported or are there bots that scrub for images that look like porn?
Let's see if I can find porn on Instagram.
Find porn on Instagram.
Well, that's sort of like, what? That's a fucking tag. Porn art. Porn.
Anything yet?
Well, Pornhub has an Instagram, but it doesn't. Yeah, obviously that's not. That's pretty censored. Wow, they have 5 million followers.
And that's just censored porn.
Yeah, Jesus.
Imagine if they were allowed to express themselves creatively and sexually.
There should be. I mean, I guess there probably is. But like what's just a straight up porn Instagram? Or porn like what's like the Instagram that porn is allowed to use? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like at what point?
Tumblr, I think.
But now Tumblr got rid of porn.
They did?
Yeah. At what point in a website / app's life do they make the decision, yes, porn is okay, or no, porn is not?
Because right, Twitter, they have porn.
Yeah, Twitter, you can have porn. It's fine. Instagram, no porn. Bad. Facebook, porn or no porn?
No porn.
No porn.
I'll say no porn.
There should be a website that says what websites and apps allow you to have porn.
Yeah, it's interesting. What if Google was like, "Hey, we don't want to do porn anymore."
Right.
Everybody would be so fast on Bing.
Bing, the porn engine. All right. So there's a lot of stuff for you to unpack with your lover. It goes deeper than just whether or not you're in an open relationship with during when he's in Asia. Why don't you deal with it for the next 6 months? Send us another follow-up, pup.
Yeah. Well, let's keep on following up. But yeah. I'm going to go on record and say your relationship is doomed. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I want you to.
All right. That's it. That's our time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for writing in. The opening theme song was written by Maddie. This closing one was written by Danny Steele. If you have your own questions or theme songs, send them all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We're in New York on March 7th. We're in D.C. on March 9th. Come on by and hang out with us during these live shows. They're going to be fun ones. And we're still making videos for our Patreon at patreon.com/JA. Every other week is a new If I Were You that we also do record on video. So you can watch us there as
well.
We're
also talking EPL, baby.
That's right.
I'm a big Boner Mouth fan these days.
Bournemouth.
Huh?
We'll talk about it on the podcast. We're talking soccer/football/English Premier League on our Patreon as well. All right. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back next week. Ciao.
Later.
Jake and Amish Merwell, they made a podcast. If I were you is the name of the show. Jake and Amish Noel, they made a podcast. If I were you is the name of the show.
Email if I were you show at gmail.com. If you have a question, I need an answer.
Jake and Amish Noel, they made a podcast. If I were you is the name of the show.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.